This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
And I'm Sammy. And Elena's in the Cayman Islands right now.
And it's her birthday.
And it's her birthday. Yes, it is Pi Day, Aileen's birthday.
Albert Einstein's birthday, I remember.
Such an important day, you know, for Pisces. And yeah.
And most importantly, Aileen is turning a year older and now we're different ages, which is my favorite time of year.
Jordana loves this. I don't know. Have we ever shared this with the audience?
I think we have.
I can't remember which podcast we talk about what on, but you know. This is a cherished, like, 28 days when
running joke.
Aileen is 35 and Aileen, we are 34.
Yes.
And we're younger than she is.
Yes. I mean, it's a good 6 months for me, but 28 days for you.
But it's funnier because she's alone.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Because I don't really care. I mean, if I'm older, I'm like, gotta get up there. We're like getting close.
Oh, yeah. Because your ideal age is
65.
Or your true age. What was it?
My true age is like 65.
Right. So you're just you're looking forward to every
it's
year that
like
gets you closer to there.
To what I feel like.
Right.
And when I collect Social Security.
Okay.
I'm joking. Actually.
Yeah.
No. Listen, you get way more if you wait till you're 72. But just
good to know.
Just so you know, my mother was recently in that age range. So, you know, not quite 72 yet. She would hate if I said that. But Aileen's in the Cayman Islands.
Yes.
And we didn't send her there.
She is, I don't think she's selling timeshares, but you never know.
I mean, what, you know, you never know.
I don't know what she's been up to. I said happy birthday, but we haven't really gone into the trip.
Oh, probably because she wants to hide from you that she's racking up timeshare sales.
And age.
And the years. Okay. What? You met one of your heroes this week.
I did.
Esther Perel.
Yes.
Can you tell us? I'm like dying to know about that and also to listen.
Well, you're going to have to wait to listen to the... The episode's not out for like 10 days. So I don't want to reveal too much, but it was great. She's great. So always so wise, so insightful. I mean, I talk about my feelings about it also on the You Up With Benefits episode, which comes out on Monday. So you can hear all about like my like full take on the experience there. But it was great.
I am so excited to hear it.
I have to find a new dream guest now.
You know, she can come back.
That's true.
She could still be your dream guest.
Yeah, we could get a second date.
Yeah, exactly. You could have a long-term relationship.
Right. I should probably have like more dream guests though.
Yeah, you do want to. I mean, I don't know. Why not just be
diversify?
Content? Why not just rest on your laurels? I know people
just
say not to.
Just retire right now?
You don't need to retire. I'm just saying, you know, you're good. You're good.
No, it's always about what's next, right? Isn't that life?
Right. Yeah. You never want to be content.
Content
you
for
always
like a minute.
Just want the next thing.
I want her in person.
Always...
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I want her in person. And then I'll feel like I've
If I
done
were
it.
You, I don't just want her in person. I want her like at a live show.
Yeah.
That's the dream
guest. I need to dream bigger.
You need to dream bigger within your dream.
I want her living in my house.
I want her to be my best friend. So
yes,
I'm out and Esther is in. Is it Esther or Esther? Because
okay,
when
honestly,
I hear her on other, when I hear people refer to her, they always say Esther.
Yeah, I think it is Esther. I mean, that's what I called her. But before I was just trying to also do research because I've heard it so many different ways. And the internet does seem like there's no one way that I've heard it said. Like when you pronunciation things, they're like all over the place.
Right.
Well, but I think it's Esther.
I think Perel. It is too because the other show that I listen to, they're like friends with her, Pivot. Mm-hmm. Don't be jealous. They call her
We're
Esther.
Friends.
And so they must, you know. I mean, she's closer to their age. She, you know what she did? She
How
did
old
like,
is she?
I think she's probably in her like 50s, 60s. She, what she did with those two hosts, and this is the dream for that I have for you, okay. is that she, so she did like a couples therapy
she's
session
66.
With the hosts.
About 66.
Look, she's just around my age mentally.
There you go.
She
did couples therapy with them.
She did couples therapy, as business partners. You should listen to
it. I've heard her like doing that on like a podcast that she has. How's work?
Oh, she has a separate podcast.
She has a separate podcast about like work, interpersonal issues around work
called
How's Work. And it's about like people who like run businesses together or their coworkers.
Yeah, so she did. Like she did like a session about like the between the two hosts and like what do they each bring to the table and like how have they changed each other as people and like evolve their relationship and like what kind
of
like
get into any issues they're having and like sort them out.
It's not that they like get into it. I don't think they like sorted any. I don't think like they really have significant issues.
I want the drama,
but I don't think there like is significant drama. Like if you and Jared did this, you wouldn't have like significant issues to hash out. It would just more be sort of like addressing things that you already maybe acknowledge. Like, but it's not like a secret, you know, there's no secret. It's more just analyzing it.
Right.
I'll send you the app.
Yeah.
It's good
to me. I might not be as interested in having not listened to the show and knowing them, but.
Right. That's true. That's why I didn't send it to you the first time. But that's our dream for you.
How was the White House?
So cool. A big week of career dreams.
Look at that.
You know, very, very
cool. Are you best friends with Kamala Harris now?
You know, not yet, but.
Is she going to live in your house?
You know, when she first came around into the room and was like shaking everyone's hand, she was like, great to see you. So she must have recognized me.
I think that's probably something she says.
No, she didn't say
everyone.
It's ever not. No,
that's
no,
what
no.
I say to people. That is what I say to people when I don't remember if I met them or not.
But she didn't
say that's what you're supposed to say.
But she didn't say that to anyone else.
What did she say to everyone else? Great to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Or like, I didn't hear any other great to see.
Well, maybe she had like a Devil Wears Prada assistant being like, this is who you.
It's possible.
Or maybe she remembered you.
It's possible. Also, our friend is friends with her husband. Diane.
With her husband?
Yeah, from before she was even the nominee. They did something together for work. And you know Diane like befriends people?
Yeah.
So she befriended Doug Emhoff before she was like when Kamala was a senator. So it wasn't she was like a nobody, but it was like she wasn't even the nominee yet. She wasn't even running for herself when they were friends.
So you're basically saying that Kamala Harris is obsessed with you.
No, I'm saying I think, you know, Diane has obviously mentioned like us our company to him before.
Okay.
Because they're friends and people do that in the course of friendship. They talk about
things. How close of friends are they?
Like she went and he invited her to speak at like something that he arranged. She
are
like
they work
visited.
Friends or like friends?
They didn't work in the same company, but they worked together and then they like kept in touch.
So they're friendly.
I would say they're as appropriately friends as someone in those two positions could be for what they have interacted with, but like they keep in touch.
So they're friendly.
Yeah, but like that, what they're, if they were closer friends, it would be weird.
Okay. That sounds like friendly. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Just like you and Kamala.
No, they're closer.
You say you're friends?
No, they're closer than me and Kamala.
Did she give you a number?
No, not yet. But I will say, she's so different, like on camera and off camera. And I say that not as a critique, but as it's sad that she like isn't able to really show her personality as much because of how everything gets like ripped apart and she's like just everything is sort of taken.
Yeah. That's politics.
As a joke. But it's different. She gets less respect and like I just think it's a shame because she's very smart and very real and very like interesting and funny.
Can you tell us the top secret stuff?
I actually can't.
Okay.
Sorry.
How secret was it? Do you know like the codes to the
No, they
stuff?
Didn't mention those, but
no, it wasn't handed out.
No, it wasn't handed out. But you know, there wasn't anything scandalous, to be honest.
Okay.
Like it was more just
you're just talking about the issues?
Yes. Yes, literally.
How are the issues doing?
The issues are they're working on the issues.
Okay.
They're working on the issues.
Good.
A lot more happens than we get to find out about. Like a lot more effective things have happened that we don't necessarily know about because
like
they
policies
just
and shit.
Policies and shit. Like there's been so much investment.
That should be your next book.
Policies and shit.
Policies and shit.
Okay. I mean, I could explain all the policies and shit.
Yeah.
It was very much. Yeah. There were lots of policies and shit, and they there were just so many things that they have done that you just don't hear about because they're so like. Small and incremental, not that they don't matter, but it just doesn't dominate the headlines.
Right.
Or pull in the ratings, I guess.
I'm sure. It's the little things that matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Government.
Government.
So important.
So hot right now, government.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Watch the Oscars? Did you?
I did watch the Oscars. I love the Oscars. It's like the only show I fully watch every year.
Despite, you know, your favorite artists like Selena Gomez showing up at the Grammys?
No, I love movies. I don't really care that much about music, to be honest. I like enjoy a good song like as much as like the next fellow. Yeah. But I don't really care like who's singing it.
Okay, so what did you think about this Oscars?
I thought it was like very average.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I this is pretty boring.
I didn't feel like there was any topic that like people were talking about for days. It wasn't like slap worthy. I tried to see people talking about the Ken performance. Yeah, people liked.
I fell asleep by that, or maybe I was just I switched the regime.
It was like exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Okay, the way people were talking about it, by the time I watched it, I was like, okay, this is good. It's fine. Not as good as
it was like a little wacky for the Oscars. It was great. It was more just like, oh, it's like the Oscars are so serious. It felt like more playful than
because of the. Yeah, right. I mean, I didn't think it was anything. I thought it was really good, but the way people spoke about it just to me shows how bored they were before that.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't that exciting of a show.
No.
I watched the Golden Globes, and that pretty much, like, I feel like when
that
you win
way better.
I feel like when you win the Golden Globes, though, like, you kind of know that you're going to win the Oscars.
Not necessarily, because there's two categories in the Golden Globes. There's, like, comedy and or drama.
Yeah, but, like, I kind of felt like I knew who was going to win. When they're about to do the award, Mike and I always like guess who's going to win. And like we were right every time, but that's because we watched.
Right. And people talk about it. They're like, this person's sort of inevitable. I thought the movies this year were better than the awards. Like,
right. I haven't seen all of them. I did see Poor Things.
Oh, how was that? I started it the other night after it won and then or the day after. But I was like a little too grossed out by the stuff.
It's definitely wacky. There's a lot of sex.
Really?
A lot of sex. A lot of sex scenes. Like,
it's just a little gross.
It's
like
weird.
The 5 minutes I saw.
I don't think it's like your thing exactly. It was like, I didn't really feel like so moved by it. I didn't fully understand why it was like, it's like artistic. It's very artistically done. I guess it's like one of those movies that's like, this is an Oscar movie good, but not necessarily like a audience
My mom watched it, and then she said to me, she was like, that is one of the most beautiful films I've ever seen. It really? Was so moving. I started at the wrong time.
I was not moved at all by it. I didn't even really
like it.
It was fine. If I'm being honest, like it's the kind of movie where I like wish I liked it more because I feel like it would make me feel more highbrow, but I really didn't like it that much.
I think there were a lot of people who felt like that, like my mom did, and then people who felt like you did.
I'm probably being nicer about it because it like won so many awards. People. So I'm like, oh, if everyone likes this movie, it must be really good. So like, what am I not seeing? So I'm going to pretend to like it a little bit more than I actually do.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I'm going to try to watch it again. I don't know. Does it ever get less like visually unpleasant?
I think it gets more visually disturbing just because there's so much like sex.
What is the theme? Can you spoil it for me right now?
The theme, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
The theme is basically like, it's kind of like a Frankenstein kind of.
That's what it seems like.
Scientist kind of brings this woman who tried to kill herself back to life. Or I guess she did kill herself. Back to life with like, but she was pregnant. And so she puts like the baby's head into her head. Ew. So she's like a child and she's sort of just like coming into the world, like seeing her, like finding her sexuality, finding her place in the world. And she's like very immature, but then she gets more mature as the movie continues. And I guess it's like commentary on like what a woman would be like if she wasn't like so constrained by like the societal norms of like how she would interpret things, like the way she views sex is very like, one would say like progressive, especially for whatever time this is trying to be in.
When was it trying to be?
Like, she's like a prostitute for a while, but she's like just exploring like what, like the, you know, the different ways that society views sex. I don't know why it's called Poor Things. Mark Ruffalo is pretty good in it. It was like, it was weird. It's a weird movie. Okay. I wasn't moved by it.
It's visually, a little weird.
Visually, it's like pretty cool. I would never watch it again, but okay. I would watch most movies again.
You wouldn't watch most movies. Yeah. Right. That's not like that.
But Emma Stone was very good.
I'm so intrigued. I'm going to try it again. I want to see it. I want to understand why it's called.
I really liked Emily Blunt's dress.
You did?
Yeah.
At the Oscars.
I thought it was really
not,
pretty.
On the movie Poor Things. Okay. Oh. Okay. No, we're doing fashion now. Yes. Okay. You liked Emily Blunt's dress. Remind me what it looked like. I thought she looked really pretty.
It was kind of like floating above her body. Like okay. It wasn't, her straps weren't like on her.
I know what you're shoulders. Talking about. She looked great. I really thought the fashion was really good. I loved America Ferrera. There was a lot of like chain metal dresses, like very structured corset, like things
rigidity.
That looked difficult to sit in.
Zendaya.
She looks amazing. She looks all the great. Time.
Yeah. She always
Vanessa
looks
Hudgens
good.
Pregnant with
I didn't like, know that she like didn't have any kids yet.
I
did you?
I guess I didn't think she had any kids, but I don't remember
I
knowing
haven't thought
she was
about
pregnant.
Her in a bit,
she looked
say.
Beautiful.
She looked great. I haven't thought about her.
That was a great pregnancy.
That's kind of how you know like how little was going on in the Oscars. I feel like because people were so excited that she was pregnant. Not nothing wrong with her, but I just think like that was like the thing everyone was talking about. I was like, there's really clearly not much else going on if that's what the internet, she's like not that big of a star.
Right. Also, it's not even that. It's just like, she's not that big of like the talk of the town.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like she doesn't, it doesn't feel like, it's not like, I don't know, like J-Lo showed up pregnant.
Right.
Like,
or Rihanna like, at the
I feel like,
Super Bowl.
I feel like they were acting like it was Rihanna at the Super Bowl pregnant, but like,
but it was,
objectively, like, I don't think that anyone cares as much.
Right.
Or would if there was anything else to talk about.
Right. It's like we lowered our standards for exciting headlines.
But
like,
yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
Fan of hers.
Like, for example, Kim Kardashian and Odell Beckham Jr. leaving the Vanity Fair Oscars party would have never made it to this podcast in a better year.
Right.
Who cares?
Just really not much to talk about. Divine Joy Ryanoff, she gave the best speech, I thought, of the night. Great moving acceptance speech. I really liked it.
She was great. I'm trying to think were there any other speeches that stuck out to you? It was really cute when Emma Stone said that she shares the Oscar with Lily Gladstone.
Very, very Katie Heron.
Yeah.
Accepting the Springer. A piece True. For Lily Gladstone.
If someone else had done that, it would come across more Katie Heron-esque.
Yeah.
But because Emma Stone
like if Taylor Swift did it, it would
I was
come
thinking
across
that, but little, I didn't want to pit Taylor Swift against, you
not
know,
putting
her
friend. Against her. I'm just saying, you like, know. She, like, it would have been more scrutinized. I agree.
Totally.
But Emma Stone just seems like she has, like, sweetheart vibes.
And she never tries. So Emma Stone never is
very under the radar,
deeply unattention seeking.
Yes, I'm a big attention. I'm a big Emma Stone fan.
Me too.
Even more so. I didn't like her
name
dress.
Name five of her movies.
I can.
I'm joking. I can. Oh, you are. You're great at the movie game.
I am very good at the movie game. I played with Mike on vacation. I won.
Every time?
No, not every time.
I lost Monopoly.
It depends which route we go down. If he drags me into like a Marvel movie route, I will get out. But if I name like any actress, oh, this is a little sad for him, but if I name any actress over like 55 years old, I will win.
Right.
I mean, if I say like Susan Sarandon, he's out.
Susan Sarandon's interesting. Just want to tell you, I lost Monopoly deal to Avi in like 5 minutes the other night. Literally 5 minutes.
You're not that competitive, so I'm sure it didn't bother you that much.
I mean, I'm clearly bringing it up now. No, it didn't bother me that much.
Still thinking about it.
Emma Stone really is such a pleasure. She's such a, just like a little, just a classic gem.
Yeah. I don't really hear much about her when she's not just like working.
It's like if you take Anne Hathaway and do a 180 flip. You got Emma Stone.
Did you like her dress?
Let me try to picture it. What was it like?
You see like a lot uncomfortable. Of her body and Poor Things.
It looks uncomfortable.
She's naked a lot.
Okay. Well, that's a, you know, interesting.
I don't know.
Great. Is it a body double or is it her?
I don't know.
What is that? Oh, yeah. No, I didn't.
I didn't like it.
I
very
don't.
Very peplumy.
Yeah. I liked the top.
Yeah. I mean.
She looks good, but
looks
I don't
good.
Like
I guess
dress.
The zipper broke. So, you know, whoever.
Louis Vuitton. Shit.
Maybe, I wonder if she's at Louis Vuitton this week, just returning it. Like angry.
Should we?
On the call with customer service.
Should we send them to the Cayman Islands?
Maybe.
Well, we'll think about it. We'll maybe put them in there. Did you see anything good with the parties? They seemed like not that interesting either.
Yeah. I mean, I don't follow the parties because I'm not invited. So.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no reason to be obsessed with them. I guess what was the big thing? Kim's dating someone?
Kim's been dating someone. She's been trying so hard to hard launch this. No one cares. It never catches on. At every like cultural event, there have been stories about her and Odell Beckham Jr. and no one is interested.
She's insanely jealous of Taylor Swift. She's trying to get, she's like, that was my PR thing.
Yeah. Making a big deal about me.
Right. She needs to one-up her with a different athlete.
But speaking of Taylor Swift, she and Travis supposedly, they say, attended an Oscars after party together.
It didn't happen.
Well, they went to Madonna's No Photos party, which was in Hollywood, sponsored by Gucci. Holly writes, luckily, the pair were able to avoid the paparazzi due to the event's strict no cameras policy, so we have no pics of them. What I think is that they weren't even there. Or he was there, and she was maybe there.
Do you think they're on the rocks?
Yes! 100%.
Give me the...
It's like you got to read the preponderance of the evidence.
You thought they were going to last 15 years.
I thought when they were good, I thought, oh, this could work because they could like be
aligned. Fair weather stan.
No, I was never really a stan of them. It was more just like, that's where the thing, like he seemed really into her for that moment. I think maybe for a moment he was like, this is really great.
Yeah.
But then like, I'm sure reality set in. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, he flies to, it's like he's constantly out and about with his friends and not with her. And even when he's
Isn't
going.
Isn't she working though?
She's done with her tour. But even
she's
so,
done?
No, until April, until she goes to Paris.
Okay.
She has time, but it's like, why is he always out and about with his friends? She's, even when he's with her.
Because he's a dude bro.
He is, but that doesn't really give settling down.
Right. Do you think Taylor's ready to settle down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just like, in her mind, it's like, that's the goal.
Is to get married and have a kid and retire?
I don't think she wants to retire. Okay. I don't know if she wants to have a kid, but I think she definitely wants to like be with her true love.
Who she thinks is Travis.
It's whoever is there at the moment.
I want her to get back together with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Why?
I'm pushing that.
He still has her scarf.
I just think it all should come full circle.
But like, that wouldn't even be
their
full
age
circle.
Gap, I think he broke up with her, supposedly, because she was too young. Now she's 34. What is he? Like, 40. He's 42? That's not a big deal.
I don't think that this is happening, or that they would be a good couple, or that they were ever even really
she
that
serious
of a couple.
She needs someone less dude bro-y.
Yeah, she does. She does.
And I think Jake Gyllenhaal is the guy for her. He's taken? Well, we'll see if that works out.
I don't think she was ever, like... I don't think Jake Gyllenhaal was ever seriously with her. Like, he was with her for PR. She thought this young. Is what relation... She was young.
She was young.
This is what she thought. I think this is, like, the essence of the Taylor Swift problem. She was set up with these guys. She genuinely, in her heart, felt that these were real setups and not men who were using her for fame or sex or whatever it is. And so she really fell in deep with all of them. I don't think she even got wise to the fact that, like, they weren't setups to date you. They were setups for...
Even, like, Joe Elwyn, her 6-year relationship?
No, that was different because I think by the time she ended up with Joe, it had set in for her that mm-hmm. these were... Because by then she had had, like, other stuff going on. And I think at that point, like, I think Harry Styles was the person who made her realize, like, the dating is an image, is critical for the image and how that relationship looks. That's why she then had the relationship with Calvin Harris, which lasted a long time, which he then, like, suggested was a bearding relationship on Twitter before deleting it, like, after they broke up.
For her.
Yeah, I'll send
you. That he was her beard.
Yes.
Interesting.
I'll send, he tweeted, like, it was, like, after he lost.
You still think Taylor's gay?
I think she is fluid. And I think that, yeah.
I think everyone in Hollywood is fluid.
I could agree with that, but I also, and so yes, it applies to her.
Okay.
But that has nothing to do with, like, whether she wants to come out. Like, I think that there's all these questions of, like, what she wants to be seen as is so inconsistent from, like, what has happened in her life. Either way, I think that after she dated Harry Styles, that she sort of, like, realized these relationships are, whether or not they're real or not, they need to be sort of utilized in her image. Because then it was, like, Calvin Harris, then Tom Hiddleston, which was, like, obviously that a show.
Right.
And then she had Joe, who stepped in when she was, like, canceled, quote unquote, and everyone, quote, hated her. So he wanted this privacy. I think that made her feel very, like, safe and understood. She then gets a lot of fame with Folklore and Evermore, and she wants to, you know, be jeweled.
Come back to the limelight.
Exactly, exactly.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/betches.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Speaking of people in the limelight that maybe don't want to be or maybe do, let's break down this Kate Middleton thing. it's the whole thing makes me very uncomfortable. But why? I feel like, I mean, to recap what happened, I think we all, anyone who's alive knows what's happening with the picture, and it was Photoshopped, and you know, it's a whole weird thing around it. To me, it's kind of like just shows a little bit of like the hypocrisy of like the public, to the extent that you see, like, you know, you see all this Diana stuff, and I feel like maybe the Diana stuff was very intense like last year or a few years ago, and everyone's just like talking about how horrible it was that she was treated so hard.
Talking about Meghan?
No, I'm talking about Diana.
Oh, like, oh, okay.
Just talking about, maybe like through the Harry book, or just talking, I mean, the Crown, yeah, whatever it was.
It's just been increasingly
just that,
talked about.
Right. That, you know, just this feeling of like, isn't it so sad that she was like so hounded by the press and everyone was so like up in her shit and up in her business. And it's like the public is saying that while at the same time, like hounding Kate Middleton about like what the fuck she's doing and is she like and what's wrong with her and what's she up to. So it's just very ironic to me that like that the public can be like so angry at like the media while still like so intensely feeding into this thing about like we demand to know exactly what's going on with Kate and like we will not give up asking and like probing and dissecting until you tell us exactly what's going on with her.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that is a very good point. I will say that there are some distinctions. And the first and most important one being is that she is not being hounded by the press in this situation, Kate. In fact, the British press are not reporting on things.
She's being hounded by the public.
Yes, but it's in response to what the royal family has done. And some of the criticism around Diana, the Diana situation and the Meghan situation is not just about the press. It's about how the royal family relates to the press and does the press. So it's not like just blaming the press. It's like people are mad about the position that they're in. I also think your point applies differently to Americans than it does to the British, where like the monarchy, they like fund it. They are, mm-hmm. they're
bought in.
They're meaningful. Like that like underlies their economy. Like if you think about when we go to London, like when we went to London, like near the coronation, think about like all the GDP that was generated by like the coronation special and the like the souvenirs and like the fact that people travel there and like there's the jobs that are created, like literally that is to put on this pageantry, which is like inherently sort of nationalist.
Sure.
And therefore helpful to them. And like, I think part of the problem is that the Queen is no longer here to set things straight. Like in The Crown, you see how she always made her decisions guided by the monarchy, like the longevity of the monarchy. Right. And I don't think that the remaining individuals are
as good at the job.
Yes, competency falls in here, but I think it's not so much about competency as they don't like have the same respect for what they're doing as she did. So they're jockeying for their own shit.
Right.
And they're not as savvy and smart, and they are so insulated from how quickly media is caught up to them mm-hmm. that they couldn't effectively Photoshop this picture. Is why the fuck would you release any photo?
Right. Why not just not? I guess because they figured it's Mother's Day and it like they're going to ask where
so release
the
an old
is.
Photo so release something from last year release anything right. else like yeah. release
this is this, this looks something. Like the work of like an intern on their third week.
It looks worse. An intern would never be allowed to touch the princesses.
But that's what I'm saying, like if they did let in like in, yeah. in a company where like they did let that kind of thing happen.
Yeah, I mean people were going wild. They were analyzing. I mean, it did you, when you saw this photo, did you think that it looked normal?
I don't think about it that much. I thought it was like fine. I don't know. I didn't believe that it was like, I didn't look at it and I was like, this is doctored. Like,
so I
was like, everyone looks like almost like a little too happy.
Okay. I didn't even look at this when I didn't even do the zooming in that everyone did. Immediately, I was like, this is uncanny valley. Why are her hands like, in that position, like it doesn't make sense that her hands would be at that angle. Also, if they did take a picture of her sitting down and they like made a composite of it, her legs have lost like all this muscle tone. And it's like,
why didn't they just choose a picture?
Why didn't they just take a picture of the three children from 6 months ago and put, I love my children.
Even if she was in it, like I'm sure she's taken a picture with them in the past 6 months.
Well, then people would have been like, Yeah, but I guess maybe it's weird because she usually does.
I think anything they put up was going to be intensely analyzed. If they put up a picture without her with the kids, I do think that would still be, people would still be like all over that. Where is she? Why isn't she in the Mother's Day picture? She should be in the Mother's Day picture.
Yes, but that is different than getting yourself an AP kill notice because your photo is...
Yeah, I mean, clearly a huge fuck up. I wouldn't have noticed. I'm not like detective.
But you weren't looking.
Yeah.
You also don't... You saw the picture and you didn't even like look past it. All these people are looking for evidence.
I know.
This
well, that's what
wrong.
I'm saying. I feel like there's a little bit of a feeding frenzy, which someone kind of did. Someone did fuck it up, but probably in an attempt to like thinking they were going to be
right
quieting this thing. But who's doing this PR? I don't know.
What's more, Kensington Palace PR? Like,
well, someone
the
needs
same
to be fired at the top.
Here's the real problem. That we can't, like, yeah, I know they, like, obviously they fucked up and that is clearly the like, headline. Mm-hmm. But they're constrained by the reality. So, like,
right.
They...
We don't know what the reality is.
Right, we don't know what the reality is. I doubt they're just fucking up this badly, like,
there's clearly some sort of panic
unforced
going
errors.
On. Yes, there's some panic going on. Clearly something very serious is happening behind the scenes. They should just be real and say, listen... There's like, we'll have more to share on this later. Please respect the privacy. Like for a little bit, we'll share more later.
See, when you say that, that's when I'm like, okay, well, that just confirms it's really bad.
Right. Which is fine. Fine. It's really
not,
bad.
It's not fine for them because the whole thing about the monarchy is there can be no cracks. There can be no instability. That's
but
like,
this is 2024. Like, no one believes that anymore.
Then if nobody believes that anymore, maybe nobody believes there should be a monarchy anymore.
Maybe.
And then they, right, but they can't have that. They can't.
I think you could have like a flawed 21st century monarchy.
You can, but they don't want that because that's what
I mean, like,
sets
people
the
get
British
divorced in the thing. There's cheating scandals. There's, what's his face?
So
Jeffrey Epstein guy. I forgot which one he is.
Andrew. So they, right, but they're hiding that. Well, let's talk about the speculation. There is now, this is the speculation that has gone really, really, has started to go really viral. I read this like a few weeks ago. I was like, this is way too out of left field. I will not even like. I'm not even entertaining it. This seems truly conspiratorial. And so even now I'm like, should I even say it? Because why did I think it was too conspiratorial then? And now that it's like all viral, I'm like, now it's suddenly not. Just because a lot of other people are intrigued by it. So there's the health things, which are their own issue, which clearly there's a health problem. Mm-hmm. But now people think that William's affair never ended with Rose Hanbury and that one of her children is his and she's now pregnant again with a new child of his and keeping it. And so Kate, quote, had a mental breakdown over this and is like now refusing to cooperate with the palace and everything because she doesn't want to be part of this anymore because of what William did. There's a one little piece of information that makes me feel like maybe that's believable. And that is that after the rumors of the affair in 2019, everyone was like, oh, Kate's kicked Rose out of the circle. Mm-hmm. Then apparently not that long ago, like in the past two summers, Kate was seen with Rose at this music festival that she hosts at her
Coachella.
She hosts, yeah, it's basically Coachella at her manor, Rose's okay. manor. I'll show it to you.
Electric Daisy Carnival?
Yeah, Electric Daisy Manor. It's okay. Electric Daisy
Electric
Country
Royal
Estate.
Manor.
Yeah. Okay. So apparently maybe they had like become friends and maybe she had started to trust her again. And then maybe she's now finding this out that it wasn't like maybe they pulled one over on her, like a Raquel Leviss situation.
Okay.
Like that's what I'm thinking. Like this is a posh Raquel Leviss.
Could it just be that she's sick?
It could.
Like she has some serious dire illness that they don't want to talk about yet?
Well, that was my theory. And I mean, it still kind of is my theory that she has my sort of closest theory is that there's like an eating disorder issue that then manifested as a mental and a physical problem that is they don't want to talk about because it's like physically just, you know, people have suggested she maybe had like a bowel resection kind of thing that maybe she needs like an ostomy bag.
Could she have like cancer or something or they would probably say that.
I don't think it's cancer. Some people have said like a hysterectomy, but like the problem is that if she had done all those things, they would have been able to manage this better from the start. Because there was also that like ambulance procession that was spotted near Sandringham, like on the 28th.
I guess
so. They're fucking up because they're covering something up.
Well, I guess we'll see after Easter when she's supposed to be back at work.
After Easter could mean 2037. Like that's also after Easter.
I mean, when is Easter?
In a few weeks.
Okay. I'm willing to like let her fuck off until Easter. And then like, that's when they said she'd be back.
No, well, there's an update on that timeline. So you know, they have Trooping the Colour. Do you know what that is? Like they have every year, whatever. It's one of their like British things. And they do that every year. It's in June. And on the Trooping the Colour website, they listed like who would be in attendance and they listed her.
Okay.
And then people noticed that they listed her and then they took her off, but they didn't say anything. So that's like June.
Okay.
That also happened in the midst of this. So it's like they keep, it's so out of the norm for something that always goes in the pattern, has always followed a pattern.
Yeah, there's something they're not telling us. There's something amiss. I totally agree with you. I'm just willing to give them like a few months to figure their shit out.
I will too.
And present it.
We're going to know one day. And
oh yeah. I think there's no way we don't know. I think they're not doing, they need like a total refresh of like the PR strategy. Someone.
Maybe they should call us.
Maybe. I mean, I don't even know let's say there was something serious. What would you do? How would you handle it?
The thing is, in
what
the
would
beginning,
be your advice?
It depends what the thing is because if in the beginning they knew, oh, we don't know when she's going to be available, I would have just said she had a planned surgery and she's going on medical leave, period. Like, please. Like,
don't you think people would still be like, does that mean?
Well, you would just be like, she had a surgery. I wouldn't have specified abdominal surgery. And I would have just said she's on medical leave and given no end date or no timeline and just been like, she appreciates your wishes.
When she recovers.
Yeah. Not even say it. Just be like, she appreciates your well wishes. End. Then people would have taken a long time for this to like kick up because no one's waiting. No one's like waiting for a date. And the way that they were like saying after Easter, Aileen said this last time, was like, it's just a very weird way to word something. Nothing in it. It was also suspicious. I wouldn't have deviated from things that we did before. But again, it's hard to say without knowing what the problem is that they're covering up. And like, is she cooperating? Are there other problems? Are there visual problems? Like, is there an argument? So I can't say, but I just wouldn't have deviated so far from like the norm.
I'm curious, I will say, but I also feel like whatever she's going through, this is probably making it a lot worse. And so I think it'd be nice for people to back off.
She might not know about it.
I think there's no way she doesn't know.
Depends if she could be in like a recovery type of thing.
Unless she's on a lockdown with absolutely no internet or anything
Well, that's what it is in like a outpatient.
But even then she'd probably have suspicions that people are wondering things.
I don't know. These people are so handled. Like it's,
she's
especially in a rehab type of situation.
Maybe.
I think we're going to find out. What I was wondering, I was like, do Harry and Meghan know? I'm so curious.
Like what her deal is?
Yeah,
I'm
what
sure
the problem is.
They know something.
Well, then someone should press them more than we do. Someone should press them.
No, I think Harry's trying to like inch his way back. He's not going to fuck around.
He flew to see Prince Charles for 45 minutes. So he was either signing something or hearing something verbally. I don't know. Wait, we have some breaking news. While we were recording this podcast, just now, evidently, Meghan Markle relaunched her lifestyle blog. I believe we predicted that she would do this, didn't we?
When she took a picture of a daffodil, I feel like you said that.
Maybe. I don't remember the daffodil, but I do remember.
You were like, she was at the farmer's market or something.
Oh, yeah. That was
a while ago, though.
Yeah. Oh, well, it has panned out. American Riviera Orchard. None of these things make sense. It's like American French apple picking. It's new. That's now the Instagram. And it's on the website. It's like by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex.
What is it?
It's a lifestyle brand.
She's trying to be
right
goop?
Now, it's basically just a page. Like it's a landing page. Nothing on it.
I mean, Meghan is like Carl Radke. She's trying to figure out what she wants
to
do.
She's like Billy McFarland.
I just know the name is so like trying to be like
American
elite.
Riviera Orchard.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Orchard, I guess, is maybe the British thing. Like Orchard.
It was
who fucking workshopped this name?
Probably the same person who workshopped the picture.
Yeah.
The whole team.
Whoever workshopped. Yeah. American. Why American?
Because she's American.
Fuck you. Yeah. Riviera. Friend.
Orchard.
I don't like it.
It's trying to be like American cool with like British accents.
It reminds me of American Girl doll.
Yeah, a little bit.
So,
what is she going to do with this? Just try to like be an influencer?
Maybe she's going to tell us where Kate is.
She's trying to be an influencer.
Yes. And that is what she should be. Yeah. I can't believe she did this while Kate is missing.
She is very pretty. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Are you watching anything else good?
I'm watching Vanderpump.
Me too. What do you think?
Solid season. Obviously not like the last season. What are your thoughts on the Sandoval thing?
I think that it's like messed up that people are telling Ariana that she should just get over it when it's been like 4 months and he did really, really, really fuck her over. What's annoying is that the reason they're trying to push her into just getting over it is because they all want to film together and they can't say that. So they have to make it seem like she's crazy.
Well, here's the thing. There's part of me that agrees with that. But then there's a part of me that's like, listen, like you have the right to not see him at all. And again, I think we're all like time, like as Lala said, time has happened, right? The initial anger and intensity of the feelings around him have subsided a bit. I think there is a sense of like, all right,
now he did what everyone else did.
Now we're out of it. Like we're looking at it a little bit more like not in it, not watching like the airing of the show. Yeah. As you know, it's a little less infuriating now. Yeah. That there's a little distance from it.
I think he's still pretty infuriating. Yeah, but
He definitely sucks. And he's definitely like, I mean, I listened to that whole New York Times. I listened to it on the daily, like the.
They did that on the daily.
Yeah, they like had a live reading of it.
Guess it was a slow news day.
I guess. I listened to it on vacation. And I was like, he does seem almost like a simpleton in some ways. I mean, he's like, again, completely narcissistic, completely like, I think it's wild that he didn't move out of that house. Like, at the same time, again, you look at it from a 360 view, neither of them are, it's funny how I actually do believe that neither of them really like each other or liked each other for a long time. Not that that gives him an excuse at all. I'm not at all excusing the behavior at all. But like, neither one of them have ever been like, I miss this person. Like, I miss.
Sheena was like, I lost my best friend.
She's saying that. Sheena's saying that. But Ariana's not saying that about him. He's not like, I do fully believe that this relationship was very deeply on the rocks. Again, not an excuse totally. At all. Still extremely fucked up. Not an excuse. Very messed up.
They acknowledge it was on the rocks. Remember, like they talk about their Valentine's Day.
And I do think that Ariana, again, for the terrible luck of this happening to you, is the luckiest person in the world that this could have happened to.
Yeah.
And is doing very well. And I'm not saying like they should forgive him at all, or they should like, but I do think that she can't like ban everyone from having anything to do with him forever.
She's not really banning them as much as like well, that doesn't like.
Well, the consequence is that I don't want to. That right. I will not be around you.
Well, I think that I
can
agree
say like
with
I will not be around you with him. And I think right. that's fair. But
that's
to say
kinda
like,
what I thought she was
if
saying.
You're friends with him, like I will not be friends with you.
I kind of thought she.
I
was
do
saying,
think that's a little manipulative.
I kind of thought she was saying like with.
No, I think she was saying like if you. I think what she's implying is that if you are friends, it's kind of what she said to Tom Schwartz, like. If you are
well,
friends
Schwartz
with him, I will like. If you are friends with him, I will not be friends with you. I do think that's sort of like an insinuation that she's making. Again,
yeah, but
understanding that she, I would understand why she's
Schwartz
feeling that
is
way.
Schwartz is different though. Schwartz is different than the others because Schwartz like actively covered this up with Sandoval last season to try to make her look like an idiot.
Fair.
That's fucked up. That's its own piece. Sheena and Lala are their own thing. And again, it's all colored by the fact that Sheena and Lala only want to talk to Tom Sandoval because of the show. And but it
but
what makes it interesting.
Show, they're all
right.
getting paid for this. Like, what makes like Ariana's it, on the show too. She like
I don't think she will be that for that much longer, honestly.
Maybe, but what, then but I'm saying like that's sort of like if she truly wants to have nothing to do with him, she should maybe leave the show.
Well, maybe that's what she's trying to set up. Like, but kind of make it like not her fault. Like they pushed her out. Like I don't think she's doing it like maliciously, but maybe that's
honestly,
what is coming.
If they got rid of him, I don't think the show would be good. That's good.
I agree because he acts like an asshole and she acts more normal.
Right.
And she does have other shit she could do. She's on fucking Broadway. Like she has other things she could do to
but
make
she's
money.
She's on Broadway because yeah. of this because
right.
this happened to her.
Right, but now also. she can go do other stuff and like explore other interests or like try other things. But right. that's what I think makes
but
it interesting.
I do think it's a little unreasonable for her to be like I think it's totally right. reasonable to be like I don't want anything to do with him. I don't want to be in the same room with him. I even though I'm
but it's only
even though
relevant
we're living in the same house
because they have to be in the same room because of filming.
No, but I'm saying yeah, but I'm saying like she has to also understand like this is a TV show. He does well for the TV show. They yeah. want to make money too, and like this we're friends, but this is also like their job. And again, like even let's say you took that out of it. Let's say you took the filming with him out of it. I do think there was like. As much of a monster as he is, it does sound like they had a somewhat of a real relationship. Like the fact that he did send her money in COVID is like a nice thing. Just because someone's an asshole doesn't mean he's not an asshole. I think you only have to be an asshole 70% of the
generous.
Time to be an asshole. Like it's not like he's like a complete demon with absolutely zero redeeming qualities. Like I believe they had a real friendship.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Sandoval was notoriously very generous. Like, I don't think Sandoval, look, again, he doesn't, it's not like this is a person with zero redeeming qualities. Like you said, it's, I understand that. And I, like, I believe Sheena was really friends with him. She was famously always only really close with the guys. Mm-hmm. So and she was close with Ariana. If I were Ariana, Sheena's the one I would be the most conflicted about. Lala's the one I would be most angry at, especially after she forbade Schwartz from playing pickleball with Randall last
right.
year.
Seems but, like Lala is trying to like redo her image here.
Yeah. And then yeah. also it's like Lala just wants like the show to happen and like make a storyline. But that's what makes it interesting is that there right. is an argument for why and, Ariana right. is right. And there's an argument for why they're right.
No, totally.
And why she's had like a good go at it. So it's sort of like, why are you still like, why, right. why do you have to have everything? You also have to have us not be friends with him after you have all these deals.
Well, that's
and,
the other, that's the, I think the unspoken part of it is it's like, you're making a lot of money elsewhere. This is like kind of all we have. So like, could you be chill for like a sec?
Yeah. Well, one thing I do really find like the most, like valid argument is Katie's against Sandoval.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
he really did yeah. fuck her whole
marriage.
He was
always really, really mean to her. I mean, here's the thing. He, but, anyway, I think to an extent you're right. He like was a definitely a bad influence on the marriage. But at the end of the day, it's Tom Schwartz's
oh, yeah.
marriage.
Right.
It's Tom Schwartz could have at any point been like, fuck off, Tom. This is my wife. I'm like, she's my priority.
Yeah.
He never, ever did that. So I don't blame their divorce on Tom Sandoval. I blame it on, again, Tom Schwartz, but their
yeah.
whatever, their own shit. I'm
but
sure she wasn't completely innocent
Tom
either.
Sandoval and right. that Tom Sandoval's crusade was against
yeah, so
Katie.
I understand why she's like not a big fan of him at all. Wasn't even before this yeah. whole thing happened. He was always talking shit about her and vice versa. They were never getting along. I'm sure she was probably almost the most happy because she had absolutely no positive ties to him in this thing. It was
yeah.
probably extremely validating. And this was like the best thing that could happen for her. In terms of the show.
I think Katie and Ariana should both go like be real people now. Like you could go be a real public figure.
What's Katie going to do?
Katie could be like a host of her own little talk show. She could do like, I mean, if she also, if they really do make something about her happen, which it, I did see something that they were going to maybe open.
I heard something that like they're never opening.
Well, we'll see, I guess. But she could, I think Katie, like people like her. She's interesting.
I don't think
they
like her that much.
No, I think they, I think people really do like, yeah, there's,
I think she's fine.
People have switched up on Katie and I think she's earned it because she's like really matured as a person and I think become like really come into her own. And I think that she's someone who can now is in a place now that she can use this as a starting point. Maybe she's not going to get paid, you know, the equivalent of
interesting
what she's getting paid.
I don't feel that way about Katie. I kind of feel like she's again, she and Tom Schwartz, I think they're both fucked up in their own special way.
She's
I think
changed.
That, I don't know. I don't think she's ever really owned up to her like verbally abusive nature and the things that she did. To, I think she kind of pins the whole thing on Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval and like.
And having a TBI.
What's a TBI?
A traumatic brain injury.
Oh, I haven't even seen her talk about that.
Before she. Oh, she definitely.
I mean, I saw her talk about it on the show, but I haven't. Like,
apparently that, like that kind of this. Shit like lasts. Well, I don't know if she wants to like give that as a reason, but. Apparently, like if that kind of thing happens to you, you get like you can have like personality shifts. Like it messes with your like sure. aggression levels. Either way,
saying, I've never heard her like own up to any
she
of
gonna
the
say
things
I
that
was
she,
doing tequila.
No, I just think like to say like yeah, I like you know I had my own shit to work on. Like I was perhaps not speaking to him in the nicest way. Like she was pretty verbally abusive to him at many points throughout the show, which I don't think she's ever acknowledged. Again, I'm not like against Katie, but I'm not like Katie super fan.
I know, and I'm not saying you have to be. I'm saying people really like Katie now because I also think there's now this sort of innate understanding of like, okay, just because they didn't show what Katie was verbally abusing him at about doesn't mean that it was like that something didn't happen. Because now I
sure,
think people are
again,
looking back on it.
That's like saying the person deserves it, though.
No, it's not. I understand. But for example, there are examples of when they cut out like James hitting Kristen first, allegedly. And then They only showed Kristen hitting James.
Right.
So it's not like, oh, they deserve
James,
it.
James, I actually think think James might be worse than
and they hit it.
Than Tom Sandoval, personally. Hot take.
Maybe. I mean, we don't, he's done some things. We'll see. But my point is like, we know now that the show has been, you know, carved in a certain way that's more protective of the men on it while like, gladly making the women look like crazy and psychotic. So I just sort of look at the whole thing a little differently that now. Also, she hasn't really been like that for like 3 years. More even when you think back on the season where they like Stassi and Kristen like called the police on Faith, Katie was like not into that. Like I think she started maturing like a few years ago and has really evolved. And like I don't know, maybe look at it.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe, I just think when she was talking about the divorce, she never really took any accountability for any of it.
I guess maybe try looking at her in a different light. Like you'll see that people perceive her differently, and I think she is different.
Sure, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm like neutral on Katie. I don't feel like.
Well, that's better than anti-Katie.
Yeah, I'm not anti-Katie. I just think that she like, I don't think she's like, acts so. I mean, no one on that show does. That's why every character is watchable. Even Sheena, who's like kind of, you kind of feel like has like the sweetest soul, just won't stop talking about Dancing with the Stars.
It's so funny how she's like, she's like, I just really do everything for everybody. I don't look after myself.
If that were true, you wouldn't say it. That's kind of the thing.
Also, like, one thing that really just bothers me in every context that's used at this point is when people use the analogy of, like, putting on your oxygen mask first. It's like, I've never heard someone say that in a situation where they weren't being
you hate
deeply
that. You hate
selfish.
Fill my cup?
Yeah. Oh, shut the fuck up. Like, just stop giving excuses to be selfish and just go fulfill your own needs and, like, stop bragging about it.
Right.
Like, no one needs to hear about how good you are at your own self-care. You know, it's just like, it's.
That's always been like, Sheena's kind of annoying.
I just think people weaponize those phrases to justify selfishness.
Well, it's kind of like, if you have to say it, it ain't so.
That's, yeah, that's what I mean. Not that those phrases are not true, but it's like when people put them forth as an argument, it's like, First of all, think of a better analogy. We're tired of that one.
You want to talk about this? Can you explain this like Mauricio Paris Hilton thing?
So Buying Beverly Hills is coming out soon. I'm not sure of the date. It's like next week, right?
It's really getting a lot of press.
Because
of the show, but because of all the other shit. Because
it seems like he's going to now tell his side of the relationship.
She hasn't even really told her side.
Did you watch last night's reunion?
Oh, no.
So she told a little bit.
Okay. But she's still claiming she's not dating Morgan Wade.
She says, like, no, I don't know. She, like, is very evasive. It's not like a not no. It's like a...
It's annoying.
He asked, like, would you ever? She's like, I don't know.
Right. It annoyed me on the last episode when she's like, I've shared everything on this show. It's like, no, you've only shared your family being, like, very happy.
Well, the thing is, that's...
You shared, like, some fights with your sister, but, like, fine.
But here's the thing. I don't think that's anything different than what she was showing the people in her real life. That's like saying...
But she is separated. So, like, tell us why. No,
she says that he did something that broke her trust.
But not cheated on her?
She didn't specify.
Did he ask if she was cheated on?
I don't think that was asked. No. I don't remember.
Okay. So then what happened with Paris Hilton?
Okay, this is what happened. There's a preview of Buying Beverly Hills, and in one of the upcoming episodes, he talks about how he had a fallout with Hilton and Hyland and what basically, like, led to him leaving. Apparently, this season of Buying Beverly Hills is going to expose a lot more about the story of, like, I guess how this relationship fell apart.
Okay.
Than Beverly Hills did. But so Paris Hilton got on Instagram and jumped into the fray, and she wrote...
She's not super common of her. I don't feel like no. She's, like, talking about this stuff.
No, but the Hiltons are all about the family. Right. You know, they're very much like that. So she wrote, "My father is a consummate gentleman and has always taken the higher road. He would never speak negatively about his family, especially in the press." Like, I guess she's just trying to say that he didn't, like, throw Mauricio under the bus when right. that happened.
Whatever. I would say...
This seems like it's all giving PR.
Why would the Hiltons want
they always
PR for his show?
Because it's all just, like, more attention to them. They think they're going to, like, win the
I actually think they
battle.
Do really hate him.
They do.
They, like, didn't invite him to Nikki's wedding, right?
Yeah, they do hate him.
They invited, like, Kyle, but not him.
Yeah, I think they
And, like,
think,
one of the kids or something.
Yeah, it was... I think they think they're going to win the optics battle, and so they... And they know he's going to... This is, like, a defensive strategy. Like, they have to...
Well, their whole thing was, like, also, like, they want to control over, like, the family narrative. That's why they were so upset about, like, Kyle starting her show that no one watched.
Right. So they're jumping on it.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
I don't know. Betch of the week.
Olivia Rodrigo. Because she is handing out condoms and Plan B on the Guts Tour, which is so great. And I cannot help but feel like is a little bit of a, not you, Taylor Swift.
Interesting.
Because, you know, they had their little...
I feel like it's more in brand for her than Taylor Swift.
Yes, and she's trying to draw attention to that.
Well,
because Gen Z, because, like, first of all, everyone... I think a lot of
Gen Z is, like, not even having sex.
They're not, but it's more about this message of the progressivism, like, you can and you shouldn't be ashamed of these things.
Right. Good for
her. Versus, like, Taylor Swift is afraid to say the word, like
sex.
Democrat, like, reproductive rights. You know, it's like she had to make a documentary about how she was going to vote for a Democrat. Like, it's, you know, it's very, whereas Olivia Rodrigo is, like, proud to say it. And, like, so many, like, older people are not willing to, like, say, like, abortion is healthcare, not, like, you know, it's like, oh, we don't want to ever have that. You know, it's very just.
All right. Well, let's give it to Olivia. I'm a fan of hers anyway.
Love her.
So glad to have a reason to give her that. Who are we sending to the Caymans? The royal family's publicist?
I don't know. The whole
whoever runs
thing,
the Instagram account.
Yeah. It's not just them. Whoever's directing this.
It can't be Charles, is it?
No. No way. They function separately.
Okay. Yeah, whoever runs the account, I don't know. They don't say, they don't write it in the bio.
They claim that it was William who took the picture and Catherine uploaded it.
So they're still claiming it's a real picture.
No, they can't claim that anymore. She came out and said, like any amateur photographer, I occasionally experiment with editing.
Yeah.
It's like, even if you did editing, you would just do like color adjustment.
The whole team needs to go to the Caymans, sell a few timeshares, regroup. Come back with a better plan.
They need to have like a family.
Retreat. They need to have like a retreat where they like lay it all out and then they come up with a master plan.
Right.
You guys need to take a beat.
Right. Like in Succession when like they had the therapist come and then he dove into the pool and like cracked his teeth. It should be like that.
Take a beat.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely take a beat, please. And next week we'll tell you where she is.
Yes.
Hopefully.
And we'll be back next week on the At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
Follow me at Sammy. And please leave us a rating and a review, and a nice one, please. Yes. And subscribe. Tell your friends about it. DM us with any suggestions, any thoughts, any prayers, any ideas of where Kate is.
Conspiracy theories. Send those to Sammy.
Yeah, send those to me. Let us know if you think you know where Kate is. And we will see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
Bye.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.